Yes, Father?
A word with you. Come here.
What are you looking for?
He's from here. I need to show me that real word. Someone in there will catch up everyone.
Now, Marianne, my child, you're a sweet girl who's tactful and mild, whom I hold dear and think most highly of.
I'm deeply grateful, Father, for your love.
That's well said, daughter. And you can repay me if in all things you will cheerfully obey me.
To please you, sir, is what delights me best.
Good. Good. Now, what do you think of Tartuffe, our guest?
I, sir?
Yes. Weigh your answer. Think it through.
Oh, dear. I'll say whatever you wish me to.
That's wisely said, my daughter. Say of him, then, that he's the very worthiest of men, and that you're fond of him, and would rejoice in being his wife, if that should be my choice. Well?
What?
What's that? Well?
Forgive me, pray.
Did you not hear me?
Sir, but I say that I am fond of him, and would rejoice in being his wife, if that should be your choice.
Why, of Tartuffe?
Father, that's false. You know. Why would you have me say what isn't so?
Because I am resolved it shall be true. That is my wish, you mean, for you.
You can't mean, Father.
Yes. Tartuffe shall be alive by marriage to this family, and he shall be your husband. Is that clear? It's a father's privilege. What are you doing in here? Is curiosity so fierce a passion with you that you must eavesdrop in this fashion?
There's going to be a rumor about based on some unsure, charming art, no doubt. But you mean Marianne to let something? Ah! I love your clothes, your clothes.
You find it so incredible.
Yes, I do. I won't accept that story even from you.
Well, you'll believe it when the thing is done.
Oh, yes, of course. Go on, have your fun.
I've never been more serious in my life. Daughter, I mean it.
No, don't believe your father. It's all a hoax.
See here, young woman.
Come, sir. No more jokes. Oh, you can't fool us. Ha, ha.
How dare you talk that way?
All right, then, we believe you. Sad to say. Though how a man like you, who looks so wise, with mutton chops of such a splendid size, can be so foolish.
Silence, please. My girl, you take too many liberties. I'm master here, as you must not forget.
Do let's discuss this calmly. Don't be upset. You can't be serious, sir, about this plan. What should that bigot want with Marianne? Praying and fasting ought to keep him busy. And then in terms of wealth and rank, what is he? Why should a man of property like you pick out a beggar son-in-law?
That will do. Speak of his poverty with reverence. His is a pure and saintly indigence which far transcends all worldly pride and pelf. He lost his fortune, as he says, no, because he cares for heaven alone, and so was careless of his interests here, below. I mean to get him out of his present straits and help him to recover his estates, which in his part of the world have no small fame. Poor though he is, he's a gentleman, just the same.
Yes, so he tells. And, sir, it seems to me such pride goes very ill with piety. A man whose spirit spurns this dummy earth, or not to brag of lands and noble birth. Such worldly arrogance will hardly square with meek devotion and the life of prayer. But this approach I see is drawn a blank. Let's speak then of his person, not his rank. Doesn't it seem to you a trifle grim to give a girl like her to a man like him? When two are so ill-suited, can't you see what the sad consequence is bound to be? A young girl's virtue is imperiled, sir, when such a marriage is imposed on her. For when one's bridegroom isn't to one's taste, it's hardly an inducement to be chaste. And many a man with horns upon his brow has made his wife the thing that she is now. It's hard to be a faithful wife, in short, to certain husbands of a certain sort. And he who gives his daughter to a man she hates must answer for her sins at heaven's gate. Think, sir, before you play so risky a role.
This servant girl presumes to save my soul.
You would do well to ponder what I've said.
Daughter, we'll disregard this dunderhead. Just trust your father's judgment. Oh, I'm aware that I once promised you to young Valère. But now I hear he gambles, which greatly shocks me. What's more, I've doubts about his orthodoxy. His visits to church I note are very few.
Would you have him go at the same hour as you and kneel near by to be sure of being seen?
I could dispense with such remarks, Marie. Tartuffe, however, is sure of heaven's blessing. And that's the only treasure worth possessing. This match will bring you joys beyond all measure. Your cup will overflow with every pleasure. You two will interchange your faithful loves like two sweet cherubs or two turtle doves. No harsh word shall be heard, no frown be seen. And he shall make you happy as a queen.
And she will make him a household to win me.
What language?
Oh, the man's destiny is made for all. And what the stars demand, your daughter's certainly truly can't withstand.
Don't interrupt me further. Why can't you learn the certain things that are under your concern?
It's for your own sake that I interfere.
Most kind of you to hold a tongue, dear.
If I
spare your affection.
I love you,
Blast! You mean to go on talking?
I
you don't
hold what? Lost your temper? A pious man like you?
Yes, you talk and talk. I'm maddened by it. Once and for all, I tell you to be quiet.
Well, I'll be quiet. But I'll be thinking hard.
Think all your life, but you had better guard that pussy son of yours alone. No, I've weighed this matter fully.
Drive me wild that I can't speak.
Tartuffe is no young dandy, but still, his person...
It is sweet as candy.
...is such that... Even if you shouldn't care for his other men.
They'll make a lovely pair. If I were she, no man would marry me against my inclination and go scot-free. He'd learn before the wedding day was over how readily a wife can find a lover.
It seems you treat my orders as a joke.
Why, what's the matter? It was not to you I spoke.
What were you doing?
Talking to myself, that's all.
One more bit of the impudence and gall, and I shall give her a good slap in the face. Daughter... You shall accept, and with good grace, the husband I select. Your wedding day. Why don't you talk to yourself?
I've nothing to say.
Come, just one word.
No, thank you, sir, I pass.
Come, speak, I'm waiting.
I'd not be such an ass.
In short, dear daughter, I mean to be obeyed, and you must bow to the sound choice I make.
I'd not wed such a monster, even in jest.
Doctor, that maid of yours is a thorough pest. She makes me sinfully annoyed and nettled. I can't speak further. My girl, you are upset. She so upset me by her insolent talk. I'll calm myself by going for a walk.
Well, have you lost your tongue, girl?
Oh,
I play your part and say the lines you ought to say? Faced with a fate so hideous and absurd, can you not utter one dissenting word?
What good would it do? A father's power is so great.
Resist him now, or it shall be too late. Tell him
one cannot love at a father's whim, but you shall marry yourself, not him. But since it's you who are to be the bride, it's you, not he, that must be satisfied. Oh, but if his heart youth is so sublime, he's free to marry him at any time.
I've bowed so long to father's strict control, I couldn't oppose him now to save my soul.
Come, Marianne, do listen to reason, don't you? The lad has asked your hand. Do you love him or don't you?
Oh, how unjust of you. What can you mean by asking such a question of me, Doreen? You know the depth of my affection for him. I've told you 100 times how I adore him.
Oh, I don't believe in everything I hear. Who knows if your professions were sincere?
They were, Doreen, and you do me wrong to doubt it. Heaven knows that I've been all too frank about it.
You love him, then?
Oh, more than I can express.
And he, I think, cares for you, no less.
I think so.
Yes, both equal fire burn to be married.
That is our one desire.
I can't do things
to I'll kill myself if I'm forced to wed that man.
Oh, and that's because I'm just die. And all your troubles will be ended. A fine solution. Oh, it's magnificent to hear you talk in that self-pitying key.
Doreen, how harsh you are. It's most unfair. You have no sympathy for my despair.
None at all with people who talk drivel and when faced with difficulties whine and snivel.
Don't doubt I'm timid, but it would be wrong.
True love requires a heart that's firm and strong.
I'm strong in my affection for that air, but coping with my father is his affair.
I think your father's brain has grown so cracked over his dear cartoon that he can retract his blessing though the wedding day was named. It's surely not Valère who's to be blamed.
If I defied my father as you suggest, would it not seem unmaidenly at best? Shall I defend my love at the expense of brazenness and disobedience? Shall I parade my heart's desires and flaunt them?
There's a man of weight. Yes, yes. Monsieur Tartuffe, I'm bound to state, is quite a person. That's not to be denied. Twill be no little thing to be his bride. The world already rings with his renown. He's a great noble in his native town. With ears and red all your centuries of affection.
Dear God!
And you will feel at having caught a husband. No, I did.
Oh, do stop teasing and use your cleverness to get me out of this appalling mess. Advise me, and I'll do whatever you say.
Ah, no. A dutiful daughter must obey her father, even if he wed with you in
April.
But you've a bright future, my child, to escape. Tartu will take you back when his family is to a small town and swarm with men. Or an animal act. Your husband.
Oh, you turn my blood to ice. Stop torturing me and give me your advice.
Your servant.
And Doreen, I beg of you.
No, you deserve it. This marriage must go through.
Doreen.
No.
Tartuffe, you know I think.
Tartuffe, your cup of tea
and you shall drink him. I've always told you everything in real life.
No. You deserve to be Tartuffified.
Well. Since you mock me and refuse to care, I have tortured myself into despair.
to spare to be my counselor and friend, and help me bring my sorrow to
the end. There now, come back. My anger has subsided. You do deserve some pity, I've decided.
If Father makes me undergo this dreadful martyrdom,
don't fret. It won't be difficult to discover some plan of action. But here's Valet, your mother.
Madam, I've just received some wondrous news regarding which I'd like to hear your views.
What news?
You're marrying Tartuffe.
I'm fine that Father does have such a match in mind.
Your father, madam?
Just this minute said that it's Tartuffe he wishes me to wed.
Can he be serious?
Oh, indeed he can. He's clearly set his heart upon the plan.
And what position do you propose to take, madam?
Why, I don't know.
For heaven's sake, you don't know?
No.
Well, well.
Advise me. Do.
Oh, marry the man. That's my advice to you.
That's your advice?
Yes.
Truly?
Oh, absolutely. You couldn't choose more wisely, more astutely.
Thanks for this counsel. I'll follow it, of course.
Do, do. I'm sure it'll cost you no remorse.
To give it didn't cause your heart to break.
I gave it, madam, only for your sake.
And it's for your sake that I take it, sir.
Let's see which fool will prove the stubborner.
So, I am nothing to you. And it was flat deception when you...
Please, enough of that. You told me, plainly, that I should agree to wed the man my father's chosen for me. And since you deigned to counsel me so wisely, I promise, sir, to do as you advise me.
Oh, no! 'Twas not by me that you were swayed. No, your decision was already made. Though now, to save appearances, you protest that you're betraying me at my behest.
Just as you say.
Quite so. And I now see that you were never truly in love with me.
Alas, you're free to think so if you choose.
I choose to think so. And here's a bit of news. You've spurned my hand. But I know where to turn for kinder treatment, as you shall quickly learn.
I'm sure you do. Your noble qualities inspire affection.
Forget my qualities, please. They don't inspire you overmuch, I find. But there's another person I have in mind, whose sweet and generous nature will not scorn to compensate me for the loss I've borne.
I'm no great loss, and I'm sure that you'll transfer your heart quite painlessly from me to her.
I'll do my best to take it in my stride. Oh, the pain I feel at being cast aside. Time and forgetfulness may put an end to. Or if I can't forget, I shall pretend to. No self-respecting person is expected to go on loving once he's been rejected.
Now that's a fine, high-minded sentiment.
One to which any sane man would assent. Would you prefer it if I pined away in hopeless passion till my dying day? Am I to yield you to a rival's arms and not console myself with other charms?
Go then. Console yourself. Don't hesitate. I wish you to. Indeed, I cannot wait.
You wish me to?
Yes.
That's the final straw, madam. Farewell. Your wish shall be my law.
Splendid.
This breach, remember, is of your making. It's you who've driven me to the step I'm taking.
Of course.
Remember, too, I am merely following your example.
I see that clearly.
Enough. I'll go and do your bidding, then.
Good.
You shall never see my face again.
Excellent.
Yes?
What?
What's that? What did you say?
Nothing. You're dreaming.
Oh, well. I'm on my way. Farewell, madame.
Farewell. If you ask me, both of you are as mad can be. Do stop this nonsense now. I've only let you squabble so long to see where it would get you. Whoa there, Monsieur Valère.
What's this story?
Come here.
No, no. My heart's too full of spleen. Don't hold me back. Her wish must be obeyed.
Stop.
It's too late now. My decision's made.
Oh, he hates the sight of me, that's plain. I'll go. And so deliver him from pain. And now you run away. Come back. No, no, nothing. You say will keep me here.
She cannot stand my presence, I perceive. To spare her further torment, I shall leave.
Again, you're not escape, sir. Don't you try it. Come here, you two. Stop fussing. And be quiet.
What do you want of me?
What is the point of this? We're going to have a little armistice. Now, weren't you silly to get so overheated?
Didn't you see how badly I was treated?
Aren't you a simpleton to have lost your head? Didn't you hear the hateful things he said? You're both great fools. A sole desire, Valère, is to be yours in marriage. To that, I'll swear. He loves you only and wants no wife but you, Marianne, on that I'll stake my life. Then why you advise me so, I cannot see.
On such a question, why ask advice of me?
Oh, you're impossible. Give me your hands, you two. You're first.
But why?
And now a hand from you. What are you doing? There. Oh, a perfect fit. You suit each other better than you'll admit.
Now, come. Don't be so haughty. Give a man a look of kindness, won't you, Marianne?
I tell you, lovers are completely mad.
Come. Confess that you were very bad to hurt my feelings as you did just now. I have a just complaint, you must allow.
You must allow that you were most unpleasant. Let's table that discussion for the present. Your father has a plan that must be stopped. Advise us then. What means must we adopt? We'll use all manner of means and all at once. Your father's adult, he's acting like a dunce. Therefore, you'd better humor the old fossil. Pretend to yield to him. Be sweet and docile, and then postpone as often as necessary the day on which you've agreed to marry. You'll thus gain time, and time will turn the trick. Sometimes, for instance, you'll be taken sick, and that will seem good reason for delay. Or some bad omen will make you change the day. You'll dream of muddy water, or you'll pass a dead man's hearse or break a looking glass. If all else fails, no man can marry you until you take his ring and say, I do. Now let's separate. If they should find us talking here, our plot might be divined. Go to your friends and tell them what's occurred, and have them urge her father to keep his word. Meanwhile, we'll stir her brother into action, and get Elmire as well to join our faction. Goodbye.
Though each of us will do his best, it's your true heart on which my hopes shall rest.
Regardless of what father may decide, none but Valère shall claim me as his bride.
Oh, how these words content me. Come what will.
Lovers, their tongues are never still, the oftener.
Oh, one last word.
No time to chat. You leave by this door, and you leave by that.